The World Health Organization today confirmed that the deaths of three people in Vietnam were linked to avian influenza or bird flu, but WHO officials said there was no evidence that the virus has been transmitted from human to human. An outbreak of bird flu has ravaged Asia's poultry industry and has further shaken a region already alarmed by the return of SARS. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi.
In the past few weeks, hundreds of thousands of chickens have died in Vietnam as a result of avian influenza, mostly in two provinces in the southern Mekong Delta. On Friday, the Vietnamese government ordered local officials to destroy all chickens suspected of carrying the virus, as health officials worried that it might jump from chickens to humans. Today's announcement from the World Health Organization suggests those fears have been realized. Peter Cordingley is a WHO spokesman.
There are two reasons that we're concerned. One is that we don't have many defenses against this virus. And the second one is that if it attaches itself to an influenza virus that is common in human beings, then it could become very contagious. And in the case of Vietnam, we had 14 people who have fallen ill. And of those 14, 12 have died. So quite clearly, this is a very serious virus.
The three confirmed by the WHO today were among those 14. All came from the Hanoi region in the north of the country, hundreds of miles from the southern farms hardest hit by the virus. Cordingley says scientists can't yet explain why.
There's no known outbreak of avian flu among poultry in the Hanoi region. The culling that's going on in Vietnam is in the south, in the Mekong Delta. One might well wonder, so if it's that far away from Hanoi, where's the connection? We don't know.
The government of Vietnam has asked hospitals to be on alert for cases of severe respiratory illness that could be avian flu, even as the widespread slaughter of chickens continues. The government has asked for support from international agencies in helping control the outbreak in chickens. A WHO virologist arrived in Hanoi today to help trace the source of the infection in humans. According to the WHO, the most likely source of infection is farmyard poultry. Peter Hornby is a WHO epidemiologist here in Hanoi.
I think there probably are undoubtedly more cases than we know of. And the fact that there's been big outbreaks reported in the south, you know, would indicate that there are also some cases in the south. The outbreaks in the past, the two previous outbreaks, have been very small with only a handful of people affected. And so we just don't know how many people will be affected in this country.
The outbreak of avian influenza in Vietnam comes as health officials in two other Asian countries grapple with the same problem. South Korea announced a new case of avian flu over the weekend. On Monday, Japan announced its first case in years. Again, WHO Western Pacific spokesman Peter Cordingley.
We don't know whether it's a coincidence. We're trying to find out if there is any connection. The two things that we're looking at in relation to those three cases are possibly migratory birds, trying to find out if there's any pattern that we can take a look at. Or secondly, import and export of live poultry, infected live poultry. And now we have three people who have died in Hanoi. We can't join the dots, but we're working on if those dots can be joined.
The WHO says the worst case is that there could be human-to-human transmission of the virus. The best case is that the culling will eradicate the problem. In 1997, Peter Cordingley says, Hong Kong had an outbreak of the same virus in the human population. Six people died. The authorities then killed all the chickens and all the ducks, and the problem went away. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.